Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Acharei Mos Kedoshim, as we hit halfway through the Sfira, the preparation for Shavuos, we didn't even begin to prepare Shavuos, and already halfway through Sfira, we better get going. A very proper way of getting going is the Parsha of Kedoshim Tehillim. It's talking about being Kadosh. A lot written, a lot of different definitions of Kedusha. In Rashi and the Ramban, certainly it's something that needs a proper study. For today, though, I'd like to be very, very practical. And that is to have a Havana, an understanding, really, of ourselves as follows. The Kechus HaNefesh of every human being, of every member of Klal Yisrael, there are two struggles that take place. There are two Mechames HaNefesh that you and I have. One we call Tov versus Ra, good versus evil. The classic Mechames HaNefesh of Chet and Mitzvah, of doing things correctly. We have to understand that separate from that, there's a second set of battles, a Mechames HaNefesh, and we call that Kodesh V'Chayil. Kodeshim Tiyu doesn't mean you should do mitzvahs. Of course, if you don't do mitzvahs, you're not Kodesh. But that's not what it's talking about. The idea that there are two sets of Mechames HaNefesh are very often lost on a person. And I'll explain. What is a Mechama of Tov and Ra? What is a Mechama? You walk out of your house, where are you headed? Going to a place that will bring a person to chait, to averis, that's a mechemes tov ra. Going to eat in a place that has food that's not kosher, to sit in a room where there are shows that are osur, going into a place where they speak lashon hara, that's the mechama of tov and ra. Baruch Hashem, I would hope that most of us listening here today, for the most part, clearly understand that it's a mechama, it's the Yetzer Hara, and it's a battle. There's a second battle, the battle of Kodesh and Chol. And that is a person who walks out of his house in the evening and could go and be pulled towards Devarim Shel Mabakach. Devarim Shel Chol. Chol means weekday. Weekday is not an Aveira. It lacks Kedusha, but it's not an Aveira. A person is going to learn and on the way meets a friend and talks to him about their plans for the summer or schmoozes to him about memories of a simcha they attended together. There's no Tov and Ra in that conversation. But if he's heading to his chavrusa, he's heading to the Daf Yomi, and he's stopping to talk about the Devarim Shel Mabakach, that's Chayil. He's taking his mind that's set aside for Kedusha and becomes Chayil. If you want to understand it, go to any shul that has a Daf Yomi shir in the evening and see people coming into the shir. There are people who walk in late. Anybody could be late. Anybody could be finished late doing homework with his child or getting out of work. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fellow who's sauntering in, and the Daf Yomi is going on downstairs, or whatever shir. And he's upstairs, whiling away his time, looking at a poster on the wall in the shul about some very important opportunity for someone to daven for you at a kever, all the silliness that goes on. He is throwing away Kedusha. He's what the Yetzer Hara is doing with him is saying, don't do Averis, don't talk Lashon Hara, you're in shul, you're in a good place. But doesn't let him be pulled to Kedusha. The battle of Kodesh and Chayil. It's a fundamental battle for the neshama of a person. Because the difference between a person who pursues Kedusha when it has the opportunity to be a part of your life and a person who lets it be chayil, who lets it be nothingness and emptiness, is great. Yaakov Avinu said, "Im lavan garati, the targ mitzvah shamarati, v'lo lamaditi mimaisav haroim." Rav Rudman once said, perhaps with fond of saying, because I've heard this, that Baruch Hashem, in America, we have a battle against the Tayag Mitzvah Shamarati, to be able to keep the Tayag Mitzvahs. But the Lo Lamadati Mimaisav Haroim, the emptiness that goes on all around, is very challenging. To help you understand the idea of these two Muhammads of Keches HaNefesh, we go back to the story of the original Chet of Adam HaRishon. We're told by Bali Machshavim that before Adam's Chet, the Yetzirah was chutz alai. The Yetzirah was outside of him. And after the Chet, it became part of him. What does that mean? Well, of course, there's a lot to be explained in a deep manner that many explain. But at the simplest level, the inside Yetzirah of Adam before the Chet was a battle of Kedush and Chayil. How much Kedusha? How much Kedusha? Tovin Ra was chutz alai. The battle of being pulled towards something bad was very distant. If I had to explain it, imagine seeing the Stipler, seeing Rav Moshe. What was their Bechira? What was their Nisayan? They're in this world, they had Nisayanis. I doubt the Nisayan of Tovin Ra, good and evil, was anything that we could understand. The Nisayanis were totally Kedusha and Chayil. Or maybe Kedusha and greater Kedusha. That's Adam Kaidem Hachet. In practical terms, you go into a store, you go shopping. There's Osir and Mutter. That's Trey versus Ra. You're not going to buy Trey. But there's also the Mishra Sadin. There's also being Makbid on Pas Yisrael. Where does that come from? It's Kedusha and Chayil. It's not also to rely on the heter of Pas Palter, but it's Chayil. Where does it originate? Daniel, when he was in the Nebuchadnezzar's palace, Sameliba Yeshalo Yizgoel Bepas Pag HaMelech, the Pasuk says in Perek Aleph of Daniel. He decided that he's going to distance himself from Pas Akum. His situation was harder than ours. And Lamaisa, it's all a question of Tesefes Kedusha. It's all a question of the Kedusha that a person is able to have in his life. I would say, sinning, Amalek, that's Ra. Assimilation, Yavon, Hanukkah, that's Kedush and Chayil. And therefore, it behooves us to take a moment to just pause and to think, and to understand that there are two Muhammad Hayetzer that we have. They're both very, very real. They're both very, very serious. And Baruch Hashem, if the Tov and Ra is behind us, the idea of Lefnei Mishuras Hadin should be in front of us. The idea that something is good enough for Hanhagas HaAdam should not be part of our speech, part of our discussion. We should be looking to be better and to do more. And so, in a nutshell, this is a chiyuv of Kedushim to you. This is the idea of Kedushim to you, the idea of being a besser image, somebody who feels and senses Kedushim, understands Kedushim. That's the idea, that's the nusach that we're talking about. And so, we head towards the Shabbos of Kedushim Teal, heading towards Mount Torah. What were the 3 days of preparation? To be perished from Isser? Was to be perished from Chayil. Let's see if we could do that a little more and a little better. I'd like to move on to a second thought. And this thought comes from the Michtam Elio. The thought that comes to mind, because I had the great schus to travel for the yeshiva. And the last 24 hours, I traveled from New York to L.A. and from L.A. back to New York. 2 o'clock yesterday, I was on a plane to L.A. What I did was very simple. I went there for a tzarech in the yeshiva, met with wonderful people, and came right back. That's not the point. Chaim was cursed with Nov and Nod Tia Baretz. He killed somebody. And the curse was that you would be running around, you'd be traveling a lot. The Mitzvah of Yoel Chelek Dalet, page 171, the piece Novedad, talks about the modern times where we could run, we could be all over the place. The possibilities are endless. We go, we come, we think about where to go and when to come. That's a curse. It's a curse of Novedad Tiyavaretz. It could be used for good things. The Said is the Bahala that it brings, the tumbling that it brings, the confusion that it brings, when so many things are possible. And something on my mind, because in the Michtam Eliyahu, he says something incredible. He says, Golos is the punishment for someone who kills Meshaykik. Cain killed, and he had a Golos, a Navadah Tiyabaris, an eternal Golos. It comes from killing somebody. There's Manenu in our rushed world, Baruch Hashem, we don't kill people. But very often, to our sorrow, we're flippant in our interaction with other people, maybe embarrassing people, or neglecting the significance of their lives and their needs and their tzrachim. Zot Mitzvah Eliyahu, it goes hand in hand, the curse of Navadah Tiyabaretz, the curse of having eyes to run all over the place. It's a Bahola. It brings a tumult into a person's mind. When a person has possibilities, it's hard to have kavanah and davening. It's hard to focus on the learning. A person is exhausted. It's hard to be patient with other people. That's the curse of Navadah Tiyabaretz. No, like Shana, moves. The Nod and moving Tiyabaretz originally by Kayin, and very much so something in our generation. We need to be calm, we need to be patient. Rav Palm would relate the following. Thomas Alva Edison was an incredible inventor. That doesn't mean he was a man of honor, but an inventor. Once, someone told him to go on a vacation. He said, what's a vacation? He said, vacation, just think of the place you'd most want to be, and you just go there. He stopped a moment, he thought, and he headed back to his laboratory. The Pop said, a vacation? A vacation is to be able to go and learn what you want, to be able to go and be Isaac in any sugya you wish, things that are easier, things that are harder, things that are neglected. And it means running all over the world, all over the place. We have to recognize that these opportunities, and I don't regret going, it's part of our world, but it comes from that type of a behavior, it causes that type of behavior, the Bahala behavior, and it comes from it. And therefore, catch your breath. Stop for a moment. Don't run so much. Try, let's all try to be better people. With that, we'll become closer to Kedusha, further from Chayil, and certainly closer to Har Sinai, to Mount Torah. And with these thoughts, I'd like to wish one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, a approach, getting closer. We should feel we're getting closer to Mount Torah and behave accordingly. A good Shabbos.